I mean, I'm just, you know, a single family homes, I could probably live, I could live with. But we don't need duplexes out there where we are. It's going to add more and more traffic. We've got more traffic than we've got out there now. I mean, they don't come into Red Wine Circle, but they come down Sycamore Church Road, they turn there on Red Wine. I mean, it's just, we just don't need more traffic, but we, like I said, we do not need duplexes out there where we are. So that's all I've got to say.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ross Allen. I live at 227 Red Wine, just three houses down from me. And I'm one of those that have had a lot of problems with the water and drainage ever since this has happened. And I actually contacted Scott back in July and said that Taney County can't do anything, that I just need to take it up with the property owner. So I saw him out there one day, went out, met with him. They said, yeah, we'll do a ditch. This was back in July. They just, I think, hand dug a ditch or something, which didn't really help out too much. So we're already having a lot of issues with what they've done out there so far. What is it going to be in the future? And if it's taking this long, and I don't even know how water didn't get in my house, but there'd be a lot bigger problem if it did. But it's a bad situation. I've got photos and videos of the water, if anybody would like to see that. And it did not happen until they cleared the site. So I'm just worried about what will happen in the future, especially if nothing's done right now, and then also in kind of building, which, you know, it's a private property. Single home families would be okay. I knew that that was private ground whenever I bought the place, that it could happen someday, happen a lot quicker than I thought. But there's been some tremendous damage to properties from all the erosion after they came through and knocked all the trees out. It just made everything a river. I don't know how many times I had, like after they burned everything, that I had to shovel all the ash that came down from their property onto ours. And like I said, I've got pictures, videos, if anybody would like to see that. Just concerned about, if it's already like this, how's it going to be?
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Carl, you want to come back up? Scott, on a development this size, before they get building permits, would there be a required civil plan to be presented to the county?
So prior to this point, it was agricultural piece that talked with the developer when we got the calls, and no plans, then we didn't hear from them for a year, cleared it off, planted it, and it just left it in that state. And I've met with the DNR, of course, that's an agricultural parcel. When you develop, now he's going to have impervious surface. We're going to have to look at the roads, the rooftops. They may have to do a detention basin. The engineer will have to come up with a 100-year stormwater plan for this development, but up to this point, we have not had any development.
But going forward, if it was to be approved and they were to develop, there would have to be an engineered plan submitted to the county, correct?
100-year stormwater plan that would be presented.
Okay.
Whether it's detention basins, direction of water, or, you know, the engineer will figure that out.
Okay.
But up to this point, it's an agricultural piece that...
No, I understand that, just moving forward.
But no, you're correct.
For the complaints that the homeowner...
But we did get a land disturbance permit, correct?
No.
Not on this one?
Not on this one. It was just that. I don't remember how many acres.
Oh, because it's agricultural.
And that was a year ago. Agricultural, no set plans. Just wanted to clear it and look at it and plan it and see. So,
Scott, can you bring up topos of that parcel, kind of see how the land lays surrounding that?
I'm going to take the addresses off and zoom in.
I was going to say, probably at this point, if what I'm hearing correctly is the major complaint is water runoff, which the best way to fix that is to develop the property, because it will fix, as you said, stormwater and that kind of...
Yeah, we're not going to have any regulations on it until they develop.
You can't change the color of them where we can
no,
see.
No, and they're pretty fine. Can you see them at all from where you
it's
are?
It's steep at the end, partially. On that backside?
Zoom in a little closer there on the...
It's
So how far apart are those lines?
20 feet? Or
those are 2 feet increments.
Okay.
2 feet.
It's not super steep.
2 feet of elevation.
Yes, and change between the lines.
Right. And that's probably right there about the steepest part of the property,
yeah,
right there. Back towards the highway, it gets a little bit flatter. In terms of steepness, this is not a super, super steep property for Taney County, or at least the grade. There, yeah, that's what I was going to. So you can see what we were trying to do. We actually tried leaving trees between our subdivision and their subdivision, our property and their subdivision. Now, we can cure some of the water runoff, but we'd have to eliminate those trees. I can cut out those trees and put in a pretty big ditch that would cut that water off from accessing their subdivision. That'd be one way to fix it. But we were trying to maintain some sense of privacy between the two parcels, which is why the trees were left. You can see that what we've done with the property is not offensive or obnoxious or unreasonable. We've left some trees there. It's, for the most part, I'm not saying it's flat, but it's not like it's a giant hillside. I'm not denying that they might have had water issues. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I can't say. I trust that what they're saying is accurate. But at least from our perspective, looking at these pictures, you can see that what we've done is not obnoxious. I don't think, it sounds like if I'm hearing everything right, though, their major complaint, or really their only complaint, is water runoff, not necessarily anything to do with our proposed development. I know he said that he absolutely not duplexes, but I've not heard any reasons why that would negatively impact their subdivision, particularly since there's no common shared access. This access would be off Sycamore. The primary use, while there probably would be some traffic generated through Branson Commerce Park, your main access is going to be to the subdivision, is going to typically be off Sycamore Church Road to the north, would be my guess.
So Scott, on R2 or R1, from a development standpoint, like number of units, what would be the county per acre?
The density is one per 8,000 square feet, one duplex or one single family home if you're going to plat it out and do the roads. Now, you can't take and do the acreage and divide it by the 8,000 because you have to have some roads, but that gives you an idea of the number. And you said how many were planned?
18.
18?
Depending on how the layout goes, but it may be 19.
So basically, you can double the number of households.
I mean, you just do the math and it's 40. 40 single family homes or 40 duplexes, but you can't get to that number
with
zero. But
well, it'd be, sorry, just so when you say 40 single family homes or 20 duplexes with two units per duplex,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Just making sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So it's basically would be the same
pretty
same
close
unit density,
yep.
Either way.
I truly believe the fellows that come up here that they are having water issues.
Yeah.
And to be a good neighbor, couldn't you fix that pretty quick?
Yeah, I can certainly try. I can't, you know, yes, I can always try. And I'm more than happy to give it a shot. What I'd say is this, because I've got a lot of experience in it, both in development and from the legal field. Fixing water runoff in Taney County is almost nearly impossible. So,
you. On this piece of ground, it
might be. I have to look at it. I don't know. But you could do some stuff. You can do some stuff. But water is nearly impossible to stop. You can redirect it to some extent. I agree. You can. But water does its own thing, and I've just got tons of experience in it. You can do your absolute darndest best, and there's still going to be some runoff based on how the site lays. So, to answer your question, can I try? I can try, but I don't. It's hard to give guarantees, and that won't change. However, so R1, R2, whatever we do here, that won't change.
But I would like to see
yeah.
Water problem behind those people's homes.
Well, if we can get to the point where we develop it, that will have to happen. But yes.
Okay.
we'll certainly try to be a good neighbor and see if we can fix it. It's not like we intended for it to happen. And like I said, probably the primary reason why it might be happening is we left a lot of trees there and didn't dig a ditch for purposes of a landscape barrier.
Any other?
A berm can work, but if I don't know, if you know, a berm depends on how big the berm is and how long that water runs. It'll go around it at some point. But yes, to answer your question, can we try? We can try.
Any other questions?
So on the density, did you ask me that, Mr. Chairman? So I mean, it's 40 single family homes or 40 duplexes, which would be 80 units, because the density for R2 is 8,000 square feet per duplex or 4,000 square feet per dwelling unit. So I mean,
so it would be double.
Yes.
Potentially.
Correct.
But same amount of structures is basically the answer.
Same amount of
structures would exist.
Yeah. If you just do the math.
Which is your intention for these duplexes to be rented out, you know, monthly, or are they for sale?
Probably a bit of both would probably be the most likely to occur. Some rent, some buy.
Any other comments, questions, discussion amongst ourselves?
My only thought with the water, which I understand I'm very sensitive to that, if you divert that water all the way to the back end of the property, there's somebody else next to you that's going to end up catching it all. So,
yeah. I'll let Steve address it, but that's all I've got other than what Steve has.
So, I didn't expect a water issue to be a water problem to be an issue, but being totally transparent here tonight, the crown of the slope is right in here, meaning from here it slopes this way, from here it slopes that way. I don't know which house you're in, but you're probably right here about the crown. Okay. So, simply, and you can put it in a decision of record if you'd like, is we can go down this property line to about here, down this property line to this ditch of the road, and we can cut a bar ditch in there with a dozer, convert 100% of the water. The water would then run down here. This is a creek right here. This is really super steep, so the water would probably, these lots will never be built on, the water would generally drain this way, and so that would, of course, being totally transparent with you folks tonight, you got some giant trees there to take out, so there's a trade-off, maybe this big, but we would certainly agree to do that. Also, so it's no surprise to anybody, about right, this land will not be the, this is about the extent of where the duplexes go to right there, back this way, and this is two lots, big lots back here. So this won't be developed. Be a sewer plant put right there, that where that light spot is, just below where it's cleared. Some of you folks live out there, below where it's been cleared, where it drops off, will be a sewer plant put there. So.
Any more questions or comments or discussion? Sir, you've already had your time to speak. It's not a up and back kind of scenario. So the developer has presented their plan. Any other questions for the applicant?
The yellow's R1.
Oh, okay.
And this is A1. This is all the city of Branson.
the Branson Commerce Park.
Yeah, I forgot that first.